Visa and pledge your support. You know, there are some of you who can only pledge $50. Make that pledge. There are some of you that can pledge $500. There are some of you that can pledge $1,000. Make that pledge of support. Understand that this is the only progressive voice in the tri-state area. And without your pledges of support, we're not here. Katie's not here. We need you. 516-620-3602. Katie Halper, we've come to the top of the hour. You better get us out of here.
Okay. See you guys next week. It's the Katie Halper Show. You can listen to us every week on WBAI at 7 p.m., also on SoundCloud and iTunes. Make sure you tune in next week and the week after. And the week after that one, so what is that, the 19th, Wednesday, October 19th? Is that Wednesday, 19th? We're doing a show live here at 388 Atlantic Avenue. It's going to be great, a debate on the election. What is to be done, to quote John Lennon, just kidding, the other Lennon. Yeah, and I will see you next week, and make sure you catch up on all the old episodes. Bye.
Hey family, this is Felipe Luciano inviting you to listen in this Friday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. right here on WBAI 99.5 FM. You're going to love this show because I'll be highlighting how African music influenced the rhythms of Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. I'll be presenting with master percussionist and teacher Bobby Sanabria. We both come out the project, so you know it's going to be a hot show. We're taking out all the stops. You'll hear how mambo, merengue, jazz, and boogaloo came to these shores. We'll be talking about Mario Bausa and Dizzy Gillespie, Mongo and Art Blakey, Max Roach and Tito Puente. That's 6 to 8 right here on 99.5 FM, WBAI. Now, you don't have to knock, beloved. Just walk right on in. WBAI from 6 to 8 Friday morning.
Hi, this is Iggy Pop, and you're listening to WBAI in New York, the voice of truth.
I took a pounding from the radio today. I heard the radio say it over and over, and there was no escape.
This is WBAI 99.5 FM in New York, and this is Iggy Pop.
Hi, this is Nando from WBAI's Con Sabor Latino. Please continue to support WBAI by joining us for our annual Salsa Dance fundraiser at SOB's on Friday, November 11th. The four great bands with special guests that are confirmed are Jimmy Delgado and his orchestra, Conjunto Sabor featuring WBAI's own Chico Alvarez, Arturo Ortiz and Siete Con Calle, and the new Swing Sextet, who, by the way, will receive a WBAI Con Sabor Latino Lifetime Achievement Award. We'll also honor Willie Torres, the original lead vocalist and only founding member of the iconic Joe Cuba Sextet, alive today. Please join us for this historic WBAI Salsa Dance Fundraiser at SOB's on Friday, November 11th. For more information, visit WBAI.org, SOBS.com, or call 212-243-4940.
Hey, Maya, guess what? Kylie Jenner's new lip kit is out.
Mercedes, are you really going to spend your money on that garbage?
It's not garbage. She finally released a color I've been looking for, ginger.
Mercedes, you can do so much more.
Like what?
You can donate it to WBAI and become a BAI buddy.
What's a BAI buddy?
A BAI buddy is someone who signs up to make a monthly donation to WBAI. Once you join, you'll receive a BAI buddy card and a free tote bag. The BAI buddy card allows you to become eligible for on-air giveaways and receive discounts at local shops, museums, and venues. And that's not even the best part. You can get all of this and more by donating as little as $10 a month.
That sounds amazing. I want to become a BAI buddy. How can I join?
You can sign up at WBAI.org.
WBAI.org? Got it. Thanks. And you're right, I can do a lot more at WBAI than with Kylie Jenner.
It's all about supporting a medium that keeps it 100.
Yo, this is Michael Franti from Spirit, and you're listening to non-commercial radio in New York. WBAI is a place to turn to.
Peace. Oh my God. Yeah, my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God. Yeah, my mother got a sleeping genocide singing. Oh my God. Yeah, my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth exclusively on Pacifica Radio and its affiliate stations. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. The nation and the world is beginning to see the power and impact of the movement for Black lives. And even as it is clear that organizing as the Black community is necessary, as some of the elders in the movement counsel, it is also important to build a united front across race, nation, and sector. An example of a man who did just that, but who paid the price for it, is the late, great Paul Robeson. Paul Robeson understood that the oppression of Black people in the United States was connected to that of the Welsh and the Irish and to all oppressed people around the world. He was an internationalist while remaining grounded in the Black struggle for racial and economic justice. Today, we pay tribute to Paul Robeson, who represented some of the best of the interrelationship between art and politics. He was the son of a runaway slave who became a singer and actor, champion, football player, anti-racist activist, internationalist, socialist, humanist. He was blacklisted for his political views, in particular for speaking out abroad about racial discrimination in the United States. In Peekskill, New York, racists picketed a concert of his there, and following the performance, a riot broke out as police stood aside as racists attacked concert goers. Because he remained popular in Europe, in order to fully derail his career, the U.S. State Department revoked his passport. So, unwelcome in the U.S. and forbidden to travel outside the country, his brilliant and promising career ground to a halt. Today, Paul Robeson is recognized as one of the world's greatest singers, as well as the world's greatest Shakespearean actor. Today, we remember Paul Robeson. Here is Robeson in his role as Othello.
Othello came from a culture as great as that of ancient Venice. He came from an Africa of equal stature, and he felt he was betrayed, his honor was betrayed, and his human dignity was betrayed. And so when they come for him from Venice, he speaks and says, "Soft you! A word or two before you go. I have done the state some service, and they know it. No more of that. I pray you in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one that loved full wisely, but too well? Of one not easily jealous, but being wrought, perplexed in the extreme? Of one whose subdued eyes, albeit unused to the melting mood, drop tears as fast as the Arabian trees their medicinable cup. Set you down this, and say besides, that in Aleppo once, where a malignant and a turban Turk beat a Venetian and traduced the state, I took by the throat the damned heathen dog, and smote him death. I kissed ere I killed thee? No way but this, killing myself to die upon a kiss.
Paul Robeson, the world's greatest Shakespearean actor in his role as Othello. Paul Robeson, a 20th century Renaissance man, an athlete, actor, singer, cultural scholar, author, and political activist. Son of a former slave, Paul Robeson was born and raised during a period of segregation, lynching, and overt racism. He was one of the top performers of his time, earning more money than many white entertainers. His concert career spanned the globe, including Vienna, Berlin, Paris, London, Moscow, New York, Nairobi, and other cities. He spoke 15 languages and earned no fewer than 12 degrees. Despite his genius, he has all been but erased from popular history due to his radical political beliefs and activism. He petitioned the President of the United States for an anti-lynching law, and he promoted self-rule on the continent of Africa. He helped victims of the Spanish Civil War. He fought for India's independence and championed equality for all people while enduring terrorism, banned performances, racism, and discrimination throughout his career. And today, we are going to remember and honor Paul Robeson. We are so delighted that we have yet again gotten permission to offer you the Paul Robeson World Citizen, The Portraits of the Artist 4-DVD boxed set. It is an incredible box set. It has 8 of his classic films with special features. It has a book, and it includes new video programs. And I'm afraid I only have 15 people to call and pledge at the $250 level will be able to get this box set. The number to call, 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number 2, WBAI.org.
If 11 more of you can call and get the box set, that would just be fantastic. I want to quickly now go on to Paul Robeson, his story, the important moments of Robeson's career, Old Man River, his Broadway performance as Othello, his major role in The Emperor Jones, his work as a concert singer. Let's go to that clip right now. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number 2, WBAI.org.
There are moments in a great artist's life which should be remembered forever. Yet, for Paul Robeson, those moments were nearly obliterated, blotted out, by the fears and political anxieties which gripped America in the early 1950s. One such moment occurred over half a century ago. Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern wrote a song expressly for and dedicated to a young singer. No one who has ever heard Paul Robeson sing Old Man River will ever forget it.
Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just
was to be associated with Robeson for the rest of his life. The words he sang were to change gradually as Paul Robeson and the world around him changed. But But even if Old Man River had never been written, there was another moment. It was a performance on stage that still stands in the record books, the longest running Shakespearean play in the history of the Broadway theater. It was a part many actors have played. Emil Jannings, Walter Hampden, Walter Houston, Orson Welles, Laurence Olivier, but none equaled Robeson as Othello the Moor. A performance that was the culmination of 20 years of work and understanding. Robeson recollects.
I just come over from America, and we like to say pass and chance and do for the morning dew. And I happened to pick up an old script of Shakespeare, and the dew was very clear. It was D-I-E-W, and it was not chance, C-H-A-U-N-C-E, so it was dew, like in lieu of, and chance and dance. It's very, very Shakespearean way. One terrible, difficult sound was my, almost at the beginning of the play, my services, which I have done the scenery, my services, services. I would say my services, I had to work on that very But later I took some special work at the University of London, and also in my university days I majored in English, and I have records from the earliest time of Anglo-Saxons, matter of fact, through Chaucer. And of course, since I worked on my songs with Roger Quilter, and I would have to draw. I couldn't walk out here and say, drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. It's got to be very, drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Only the...
Yet Robeson's Othello was more important for another reason. Simple human dignity. White men wearing black makeup had been kissing Desdemona for years on the American stage, but this was the first time a black man would play Othello with a white supporting cast. Actually, in 1826, one other black American, Ira Aldridge, had played Othello throughout Europe with an all-black cast. Magnificent actor that he was, Ira Aldridge was not allowed to play Othello in his native land, America. But in 1943, America had changed. Margaret Webster directed Robeson in Othello.
The moment he stepped onto that stage, he was not only a black man, but he was a great black man, a man of stature. Somehow or other, he put the play in focus.
Shakespeare, the genius that he was, seemed to foreshadow and understand many of the problems that have since arisen in our world, perhaps were present then. First, I would say that here is a part which has dignity for the Negro actor. Often we don't get those opportunities. And I would say that my people will be very proud of my or any other Negro actor appearing in such a part. I think also that to me, Othello is one of a different culture. Shakespeare insists that he's African. Some argument whether the word black and the fact that he's from Africa is very clear to me. And that Shakespeare posed this problem of a, say, black man in a white society.
Robeson's career started in the early 1920s. It was a time of the Negro Renaissance, and the early works of black musicians, poets, writers, and painters were coming to the attention of the American public. Robeson was supporting himself through law school by acting when he was seen by Eugene O'Neill. It was his performance as the Emperor Jones in a revival of the O'Neill play that first brought Robeson to the consciousness of the theatrical world.
Smithers, cigarette.
There is no visual record of Robeson's performance in 1924. This is a scene from the film, which was made 9 years later.
Smithers? You has just had an audience with the Emperor Jones.
In the next 4 years, the sound of Robeson's voice was heard around the world. In 1928, Robeson opened in the London production of Showboat. And it's interesting that when he recorded Old Man River for the first time a year earlier, he sang the original Hammerstein lyrics using the word niggers.
Niggers all work on the Mississippi. Niggers all work while the white folks play, pulling them bulls from the dump.
By 1928, Robeson had persuaded Hammerstein to change the word to darkies, which may seem less than any change at all in terms of today's thinking, but the lyrics of Old Man River were eventually to change mightily in the years to come. It was 1930. Success piled on success. Impresario Max Reinhardt decided to produce one American play in Berlin, Der Kaiser Jones, or as one German newspaper headlined, Der Schwarze Kaiser. Robeson set another landmark. Paul Robeson had still another career on the concert stage. It happened almost by accident. Back in 1924, he was rehearsing the last act of The Emperor Jones, and the script called for Jones to exit, hands in his pocket, whistling a tune. Robeson said he couldn't whistle. The director said, well, hum or sing if you want to.
Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, this day let it be known,
yes,
that
steady, mate, steady,
art God, and that I am thy servant. Lord God of Abraham, hear, oh hear me, Lord, and answer me.
Was that you?
Yeah. Was it all right?
Robeson sang all over the world. He sang for the people and he sang for the royal families of England, Romania, Greece, Yugoslavia. As Robeson's view of the world expanded, so did his music. He became competent in many languages. He began to sing folk songs in the languages they were written in.
So the idea of my concert is one suggestion that all men are brothers because of their music. And in my first group, I do an old English song. I do an old song from about the 11th or 12th century from Czechoslovakia. The Moravian chorales of about the 11th and 12th centuries preceded the chorales upon which Johann Sebastian Bach based his music. So I take this, and then I do a Bach chorale. And then I create a slight confusion by doing a Negro spiritual right in the middle, because it belongs there.
Two Robeson concerts stand out. One on a day a war stood still. It was January 27, 1938, at Teruel, Spain. Robeson had come to the front to sing to the Republican soldiers. Somehow the shooting quieted down. Loudspeakers were put up, and for a day, a war stopped while two opposing armies listened to a man sing.
He must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps
in Spain, another change in the words of Old Man River. I'm tired of living and scared of dying became, we must keep fighting until we're dying.
Instead of crying, we must keep fighting until we're dying.
Old Man River was beginning to turn from a song of lament to a song of political protest. The other unforgettable concert was in St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Robeson chose the hymn Jacob's Ladder, and he sang for 4,000 people in the cathedral and 5,000 more who stood outside and listened.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross.
The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
Classic material as we honor Paul Robeson. We are offering up Paul Robeson, Portraits of the Artist. It's a four DVD box set. Inside of it, it has eight films, classic films, including special features. It has a book. It has four new video programs. The pledge level for that box set of this classic is $250. And let me tell you, last time I offered this, the company we got it from had lost their rights to be able to offer this. They temporarily have it. I snagged 15 copies. I have 15 copies. I suggest you get it now. I hope that you will join me and pledge at any level. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
If you can't manage to get the box set, we do have the Paul Robeson World Citizen CD at a $60 pledge level, a $60 pledge level, and you will be able to take home that CD. And you know what? If 46 of you call and pledge at the $60 level, we'll make our goal of $3,000 for this hour. I have to raise another $2,750 before the top of this hour. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
I suggest that you get this material because we don't know how long this will last, if the license will remain. There's a lot of controversy around it. They are eight films that are part of it. You have The Emperor Jones. You have the DVD Paul Robeson Tribute to an Artist. You also have the classic Body and Soul, directed by Oscar Michaud back in 1925. You've got Borderline from 1930, Sanders of the River 1935, Jericho 1937, The Proud Valley 1940, Native Land 1942. Listen, this is classic material. I would hate for you to lose out, and that's why I'm pledging today to make sure that in my family we have this box set, because I don't know how much longer it will be around. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
So I need to see those phone lines going. I'm making a last call now. I've got 15 of these box sets available. I want to go on now to hear more from Paul Robeson of the 1939 performance of Ballad for Americans on CBS Radio, his increasing political outspokenness and changes to the lyrics of Old Man River. Let's go to that clip right now. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
Then in 1939, there was another moment. Robeson first sang Ballad for Americans over CBS Radio.
76, the sky was red, thunder rumbling overhead. Bad King George couldn't sleep in his bed, and on that stormy morn, old Uncle Sam was born.
Though the ballad, like Robeson himself, was later nearly wiped from our memories, in 1940, with America uniting for World War II, Ballad for Americans had extraordinary appeal for every man. President Roosevelt died in 1945, it was Paul Robeson who was chosen by his fellow actors to read their tribute to the president. It was written by Carl Sandburg. However, with Roosevelt's death and the end of World War II, Robeson's political views separated him from most Americans. From this point on, his artistic career was almost entirely political. He only sang for causes in which he believed, as at the Paris Peace Conference.
But Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
In 1949, he went on a triumphant European concert tour. Between concerts, Robeson spoke out plainly as to what he believed, and there was a severe reaction in the United States.
La 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 la, bye bye. In your mother's arms be creeping, and soon you'll be asleepin'. La la la.
Warsaw, there were new changes in Old Man River. The Mississippi was now the old man he didn't like to be.
There's an old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man I don't like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free?
Gets a little drunk and you lands in jail became you show a little grit and you land in jail.
You show a little grit and you land in jail. I guess for today you could say you show a little grit and you end up shot. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth, and we're honoring the late, great Paul Robeson. And I've got just 14 box sets of his classic Paul Robeson Portraits of the Artist, 4-DVD box set. It's 8 classic films. The number to call. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number 2, WBAI.org.
You know what? I want to make a last call for them right now. The pledge level is $250. I have pledged. Will somebody please match my pledge for $250? I am making an appeal now. I'd like somebody to match my pledge of $250 and double my pledge for today. The number to call. 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number 2, WBAI.org.
the four-disc set of the Paul Robeson Beautiful box set. By the way, there are 8 films in that box set. It's special features. It also has a book. It has 4 new video programs. These are collector's items. These are classic items. 516-620-3602. I want to see if anybody's matching my $250 pledge. Please, last call for this. I'm not going to be offering this any longer. We've got a goal of $3,000 for this hour. We are behind in our goal for this hour and for this drive. And let me tell you something here. We are trying to remain as positive as we can, but we need to keep the doors open here. The number to call. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. I need you to pick up the phone and pledge at any level. You could become a sustainer pledging $10 or more a month, taken from your credit card or debit account once a month, open-ended for just 1 year. We've got to keep our doors open. Conservative people, they support their media. People who are progressive, who are liberal, we kind of fall down on that. And that's why 95% of talk radio is right wing. Air America, they went bankrupt. Okay, they tried and they went bankrupt. Pacifica, we have managed for over 60 years now, but without you picking up the phone and calling us, we also could fold. That's just the reality of it. So are you going to sit on your hands? You're going to pick up the phone and call, pledge at the $60 level, and we'll send you the Paul Robeson World Citizen CD. Pledge at the $250 level, and we will send you this limited box set of Paul Robeson. I had 18 of them. I need 11 more of you getting the box set. The number to call, 516-620-3602. I want to go on now to another clip from Paul Robeson. The racist backlash to his politics, including a 1949 riot that erupted at a civil rights concert in Peekskill, New York. Let's go there right now. But I need to see those phone calls. And also, we got to keep our doors open. You're not picking up and calling. We cannot do that. I'm speaking plain to you right now. I've tried to remain positive, but I got to speak, tell you the truth of what's going on. And what's going on is that we are in crisis, and I need you picking up the phone and pledging $500, $1,000, pledge at any level right now, because there is danger that you won't hear Sojourner Truth, and you know that we will be off the air. That's the reality of it. Let's carry on the legacy of Paul Robeson. Let's go to hear more from Robeson right now. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number 2, WBAI.org.
The reaction to Robeson speaking out politically in Europe was to erupt in Peekskill, New York. He had scheduled on his return a 4th annual concert for the Civil Rights Congress in Peekskill. However, those who wanted his outspoken voice stilled threatened violence if Robeson sang. Protesters paraded. Despite the threats, on September 4th, 1949, Robeson came to sing. Spectators jeered on the sidelines at the people who came to listen.
A group of young boys here yelling at the people stopped in their cars. There are hundreds and hundreds of people here, and if there's a serious outbreak, it will be very bad.
Because the concert was ringed with a threat of violence, hundreds of concert goers volunteered and stood a circle of guard around the audience and around Robeson himself. When the concert was over, the police did little or nothing to avoid a confrontation. The concertgoers were attacked as they left, and a riot developed. 140 people were injured.
The skirmishes are breaking out all over here. The police are fighting the cops. Oh, this is terrible. And they are beating up a Negro. They're clubbing him. He's right here.
After Peekskill, other cities became fearful. Concerts were canceled. Robeson records were withdrawn from stores. Robeson continued to speak out, and condemnation of the man and his beliefs continued. Unbelievably, even his selection years before as All-American end for Rutgers was wiped from the record. The 1917-1918 College Football Hall of Fame listed the only 10-man All-American team in history. The 11th man, Paul Robeson, was eliminated, erased from the record books. Then the Secretary of State canceled Robeson's passport, stating, quote, "This action is taken because the department considers that Paul Robeson's travel abroad would be contrary to the best interests of the United States," unquote. Blacklisted in America and forbidden to travel, Robeson was to spend nearly all of the next decade of his life fighting for his rights and everyone's rights in the courts.
Most importantly, however, were the questions raised by the State Department as to my political opinions. Here's the question of whether one who wants to sing and act can have, as a citizen, political opinion. And in attacking me, they suggested that when I was abroad, I spoke out against injustices to the Negro people in the United States. I certainly did. And the Supreme Court Justice just ruled, Judge Warren, in the segregation cases, that world opinion had a lot to do with that ruling, that our children, Negro children, can go to school like anybody else in the South. I'm very proud to have been a part of directing world opinion to precisely that condition.
Sometimes I feel like a monster.
Because he was forbidden to go even to Canada, thousands of Canadian miners came to the border to hear Robeson sing. But despite these occasional shows of support, in reality, Robeson was effectively barred from the theater, the concert stage, and the movie studios. Finally, in 1958, to its honor, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that the State Department had no right under law to deny a passport because of a man's beliefs and associations. The fight had been won, but Robeson had lost 10 years out of his life at the height of his career to help win the battle. It was a battle that destroyed his health as well. Once again, he was acclaimed and welcomed around the world. But the years had gone by. One concert to a group of construction workers in Australia tells more of the story than can be written. The words of Old Man River had changed from, "We must keep fighting until we're dying," to, "I must keep fighting till I'm dying."
The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
Let me tell you, I've got 10 minutes left. I only have 9 of those box sets left. They're very hard to come by. We don't know how much longer the company will be able to offer it. They had already once lost the license to be able to offer it. There's some temporary arrangement right now. I've got 9 of them left. The pledge level is $250. And I ask you to join me in pledging at the $250 level, which I did, to get Paul Robeson, Portraits of the Artist, a 4-DVD box set that includes 8 films. One, of course, is Paul Robeson, Tribute to an Artist, but also Emperor Jones from 1933. These are classics, people. Body and Soul, 1925. Borderline, 1930. Sanders of the River, 1935. Jericho, 1937. The Proud Valley, 1940. Native Land, 1942. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. You just heard in that clip how Paul Robeson, there was a racist backlash, a riot breaking out. The police stood aside. 140 people were injured in it. You know, young people today, I asked them, who is Paul Robeson? They don't know who Paul Robeson is. This is a tragedy. Paul Robeson was grounded in the black struggle, but he brought together people across the races, black and white people. You heard in that clip, people streamed from across the border in Canada when the United States took his passport and didn't allow him to travel. He went to the border and he sang for thousands of Canadians there.
The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
We lost Paul Robeson January 23rd, 1976. The CIA and the British intelligence, they experimented on him. They shot him up with the drugs. They tried to make him crazy. They tried to destroy this man. It's up to you to lift up his name. It's up to you to pass on to the next five generations who Paul Robeson is.
The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
I need five people calling for us to meet our goal for this hour. $250 pledge for the four DVD box set. Help to remember Paul Robeson. You know, William Patterson and Paul Robeson went to the United Nations to charge the U.S. with genocide around lynchings, around Jim Crow, around the what is happening with black people in this country. He was loved in the Welsh Valley. The Irish working class, the miners, they loved Paul Robeson because he was a humanist. He supported the Spanish Civil War. He raised money for people, Jewish people who were in concentration camps in World War II. This was a world citizen, Paul Robeson. He brought people together. Let us not forget him.
The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
We have to keep our doors open. We are in serious trouble. We have to keep the show on the air, but we cannot do it. It won't happen if you don't pick up the phone and call us right now. Pledge at any level. Become a sustainer. Pledge at the $1,000 level. Send this material out to schools, to the Black Lives Matter groups. Send it to Ireland. Send it to the Welsh Valley. It doesn't really matter. He was a world citizen bringing people together, understanding that discrimination against black people in the United States was connected, was interrelated to the oppression of people oppressed everywhere in the world, whatever your race is. But he never forgot the black struggle here in the United States, but able to bring people together across races. Help to keep this show on the air. Help to keep this station doors open. I want to go on now to another short clip of Paul Robeson, an interview where he talks about the Welsh Valley and the common struggle for all oppressed people.
The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
And the disc set includes four new video programs. I don't know what else to do for here. Last call for this material. I've got to raise another $1,500 in the next 3 minutes.
Well, tell me, Mr. Robeson, was your commitment to the political scene then largely as a result of your feeling about your own people, or our own people, let's put it?
Yeah.
Or did it have other overtones of political conviction?
First it starts as an American Negro interested in my own people. The other great change is very constant in my mind. I was in the Welsh Valley. And the Welsh people sing very much like we do in the Negro people.
Yes, I've heard
many of our songs, beautiful songs. And I was one of the few outsiders who has sung at a Welsh Eisteddfod, their national festival, which has gone on since the time of the Druids. And I went down in the mines with the workers, and they explained to me that, Paul, you may be successful here in England, but your people suffer like ours. We are poor people, and you belong to us. You don't belong to the bigwigs here in this country. And so I today feel as much at home in the Welsh Valley as I would in my own Negro section, any city in the United States. And I just did a broadcast by transatlantic cable to the Welsh Valley a few weeks ago. And here was the first understanding that the struggle of the Negro people, or of any people, cannot be by itself. That is, the human struggle. And so I was attracted then met many members of the Labour Party, and my politics embraced also the common struggle of all oppressed peoples, including especially the working masses, specifically the laboring people of all the world. And that defines my philosophy. It's a joining one of, we are a working people, a laboring people, the Negro people. And there's a unity between our struggle and those of white workers. In the South, I've had white workers shake my hand and say, Paul, we're fighting for the same thing. And so this defines my attitude toward socialism and toward many other things in the world. I do not believe that a few people should control the wealth of any land, that it should be a collective ownership in the interest of all.
The number to call, 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
I only have 5 box sets left of this Paul Robeson Portraits of the Artist. 8 films, classic films in it. Has a book featuring essays by Paul Robeson himself and others. By the way, Portraits of the Artist, that DVD is narrated by Sidney Poitier, that great actor. I've got 1 minute. I've got 5 of the box sets left. I need to raise another $1,500 to meet our goal by the top of the hour. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth, appealing to you to keep this show on the air, to keep the doors open. We're not funded by corporations. You know, Paul Robeson, he was blacklisted. His career was ruined because he spoke out for justice. He went to the United Nations with William Paterson and to say, we charged genocide back in 1951. After the lynchings of 4 African Americans, he met with President Truman and admonished Truman for not enacting legislation to end lynching. This is Paul Robeson. Let's honor him. Get the dollar a day pack with 7 items in it. I want to go answer your phone. I've got to get off the air right now.
The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Or go to give, the number two, WBAI.org.
Get one of the 5 box sets that are left. Thank you for calling and pledging. This is Margaret Prescott.
The land ain't free. Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling.
This is Dr. Ron Daniels, president of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, encouraging you to register today for State of the Black World Conference 4, scheduled for November 16th through the 20th in Newark, New Jersey, hosted by Mayor Roz J. Baraka, one of the great national, international gatherings of black people in the 21st century, organized around the theme, It's Nation Time Again, Racial Healing and Collaboration for Black Empowerment with Danny Glover, Susan Taylor, Dr. George Frazier, Dr. Julianne Malvo, Dr. Mark Lamont, Hill, Jaziri X, Nataki Cambone, and leaders of the Movement for Black Lives, the Global Reparations Movement, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's State of the Black World Conference 4, November 16th through the 20th in Newark, New Jersey. For further information and to register today, visit the website IBW21.org. That's IBW21.org or call 888-774-2921.
This is DJ Hard-Hitting Harry, producer and co-host of Haitian All-Stars Radio, heard right here on WBAI 99.5 FM. Tune in for a special day and time on Saturday, October 8th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. as we broadcast live for the WBAI October Fund Drive. Join us as we raise funds as well as play great music that Team Haitian All-Stars is known for. We look forward to your valued and continued support of WBAI on behalf of our radio show, Haitian All-Stars. To make a contribution, call 516-620-3602 or visit give2wbai.org. Don't miss Haitian All-Stars Radio in a special day and time, Saturday, October 8th, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., right here on listener-sponsored WBAI 99.5 FM, your community station.
Hi, this is Nando from WBAI's Con Sabor Latino. Please continue to support WBAI by joining us for our annual Salsa Dance fundraiser at SOB's on Friday, November 11th. The four great bands with special guests that are confirmed are Jimmy Delgado and his orchestra, Conjunto Sabor featuring WBAI's own Chico Alvarez, Arturo Ortiz and Siete Con Calle, and the new Swing Sextet, who, by the way, will receive a WBAI Con Sabor Latino Lifetime Achievement Award. We'll also honor Willie Torres, the original lead vocalist and only founding member of the iconic Joe Kiwa Sextet, alive today. Please join us for this historic WBAI Salsa Dance fundraiser at SOB's on Friday, November 11th. For more information, visit WBAI.org, SOBS.com, or call 212-243-4940.
We are Refining Faith, and we listen to WBAI in New York City, 99.5 FM.
Hey family, this is Felipe Luciano inviting you to listen in this Friday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. right here on WBAI 99.5 FM. You're going to love this show because I'll be highlighting how African music influenced the rhythms of Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. I'll be presenting with master percussionist and teacher Bobby Sanabria. We both come out the project, so you know it's going to be a hot show. We're taking out all the stops. You'll hear how mambo, merengue, jazz, and boogaloo came to these shores. We'll be talking about Mario Bausa and Dizzy Gillespie, Mongo and Art Blakey, Max Roach and Tito Puente. That's 6 to 8 right here on 99.5 FM, WBAI. Now, you don't have to knock, beloved. Just walk right on in. WBAI from 6 to 8 Friday morning.
Got questions about your computer?
Mm-hmm.
Want to know about the latest electronics?
Yeah.
Are you confused by high-definition TV?
A little.
Well, tune into WBAI every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for the Personal Computer Show.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's every Wednesday on WBAI 99.5 FM.
Oh.
So why don't you tell a friend?
Well, okay.
And tell your boss.
Well.
Hey, call your mom and tell them about the Personal Computer Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 FM.
Oh, okay.
Well, now heard at 9 p.m., coming up in about 5 minutes, right after this bit of classic music.
Get him!
Hello, this is your old friend Radio's Uncle Sidney. Well, it's fundraising time again, and like you, I can't help but notice how badly these things are crapping out. Geez, we've tried everything on you, Rubes. Magic beans, tinfoil mind reading hats, even them special glasses that lets you see folks naked. Hell, we even told the truth a few times. No dice. I thought we was doomed. However, there's a solution. Yes, a solution. And it was right under our noses the whole time. Yes, moms and dads, girls and boys. Yes, from now on, as supplies last, with every subscription to our beloved WBAI, that's WBAI.org, with every sub, we'll send you, yes, you, a liberally weighted nickel bag of genuine medical marijuana. Oh, yes, we've come into possession of a rather vast amount of this green and natural miracle weed, which, by the way, has been thoroughly tested by our staff. So if you want to support Radio WBAI and have your mind thoroughly blown, then call today and join the WBAI family. You'll be glad you did. This offer void where prohibited by law. The proceeding was a work of satire. Please don't arrest us.
Hello, world! Welcome to the Personal Computer Show, the original Personal Computer Show radio show. We're also on live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on PRN.FM, and we do take live toll-free phone calls from there. Here in the studio, I'm in Brooklyn, and joining me is Max Schmid, who's our and on remote, we have Joe King. Hi there, Joe!
Hi, Hank, and let me ask Max a question, if I may.
Go ahead.
Max, did you hear the TSA right before we went on the air?
Yeah.
Of course. Who do you think played it? Just for Hank.
And are you telling me that you know, if I contribute, I can get a nickel bag?
No,
also?
No. You didn't listen carefully. At the end, it says it's available where it's permitted by law.
And it
I didn't hear that. It didn't come over my speakers too good.
It was an act of satire, I believe he also said. So.
That's a satire.
Yeah.
I don't think we have time for that.
Well, I think we do.
I left my sense of humor in the other studio.
Well, let me also say that we are taking phone calls one at a time. The phone number is 347-335-0818. Anytime during the hour, and if you want to join in the discussion, you have any questions and you want to share your opinions and whatever comments you want to make that is related to computing.
Hank, is there a hold on that line, or if one person is calling in, will the other people hear a busy signal?
Beats the hell out of me.
We don't know. You know,
someone can report that to us later on.
Yeah, right now, I got to tell you, it's we are... This is the first week of the membership drive. It's a fancy way of saying it's a fun drive. And we really are on the, you know, we're really flat on our back. We really have to somehow raise enough funds just to be alive. And I really mean that sincerely. It's not a question of, you know, the
boys. You've been telling me that for years.
No. This is very serious stuff. And as you know, okay, for those who have been following us for the last 2-3 months, we got canceled, we got put back on, we got our time shifted. We're in everyone is now in massive movement of confusion because we're trying desperately. You know, when you're desperate, you'll run around and you try different things, and like anything else, when you do things in haste, nothing really works. But we really need to raise some serious money, and I just hope that many of our listeners out there that can understand that we really need money. We need money, and we hope that you can come through. And, in fact, I was just talking to someone who was visiting the studio a few moments ago, and I said to her, you know, I just hope that we can get to the end of the year at the very minimum. And she said to me, really? It's, you know, she thought that we were just crying wolf again. We're not, okay? And I know that Max has a tough time because, hey, he's got to worry about his rent. He's got to worry about his health insurance, and he's It's a tough time, right, Max?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. You hear that sigh in his voice. So we're going to go through this stuff. And by the way, if you do call and you have a question for us or you want to join in at 347-335-0818, you know the first question I want to ask you when you come on, have you made a pledge yet? Okay. We're the pledge line is 516-620-3602. And in case you missed that, let me say that again. Pledge line is 516-620-3602. Now,
is that a special number just for the pledges, Hank?
Yes, just for the pledges.
Could you tell me that number again? I didn't write it down.
516-620-3602. All right. Now I'm going to repeat this in English. 516-620-3602. Last week, we had a caller on the air. Her name was Adele, and Adele had a problem, and she is moving off of Yahoo Mail, and her question was, how do you
move? That's a very wise decision on her part.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And, her problem was, how do you move that massive amount of mail in a more automated fashion? We gave an answer, but she said it would take too long. And Adele, if you're listening, send us a email message with how we can get in touch with you, because we have a message from Leslie. And I'll read what Leslie had to say. The reason I am writing is I was listening to the show tonight, that means last week, and a woman whose name is Adele from Long Island called about her Yahoo email account. She has tons of emails she wants to move and felt that the solution your team gave her would just take too long. I have a quicker solution that can really help her. So, Adele, if you're listening, send a piece of email to hank@pcradioshow.org or joe@pcradioshow.org, and we'll send you the person's email address as well as phone number. But hopefully that may help you. And I don't know if you got started on moving your email yet. And also, we've gotten some a mail that I'd like to go through, okay? We had a comment. In this case, it wasn't a question. It had a comment from Neil, and his comment was, the New York Times last week had a column, and following the little column saying it's impossible to upgrade to Windows 10 free from 7 or 8 if you miss the deadline. Well, the deadline was July 31st, and the implication is you miss the deadline. You can no longer do a free upgrade of Windows 10 from either 7, 8, or 8.1. And let me answer the question this way, or make a comment this way. Not true. If you happen to have Windows 10 build 1511, build 1511 means that this is a release on November of 2015. If you have that, and of course, if you happen to have the Pro to Pro and 32 and 64 to 64 and Home Premium and so on, in other words, you have to do a match. There are four different versions available. We have it. We have it. BAI has it, and it's on four DVDs, so that if you have a Home, there's a 32 and 64-bit version. If you have Pro, there's also a 32 and 64-bit version. So it doesn't really matter. Those four DVDs covers whatever you have in terms of 7, 8, or 8.1. So if you happen to have 7 Pro, 32 bits, you'd use the Windows 10 Pro 32 bits. And you could do an upgrade on this. And let me tell you something. You can do a free upgrade. And let me define the word upgrade. Upgrade means that it will convert your operating system from Windows 7 to Windows 10. And it will, wherever it is compliant and possible, it will move the applications over as well as your data. Now, you may ask me, what about this, the New York Times article saying that you passed the deadline? If you have these disks that we have available as a premium, we're trying to raise money for WBAI, all right? These four disks, four DVDs, it's a requested donation of $75. So people have many different versions of, you may have 8 and, you may have 7 and so on. And you can You don't have, by the way, you don't have to roll back the calendar. You don't have to be offline. I've done this. You can still be online, connected to the internet. You can have the calendar read that you're in the year 2016. It will do one of two things. It will upgrade free your current operating system of 7, 8, or 8, 1 to 10. Or you also have the option of saying, I don't want to do an upgrade. I want to do a clean install. And since it recognized that your system has a copy of 7, 8, or 8, 1, it will allow you to do a clean install. Now, if you format the drive, then you have an absolutely clean install. But if you don't format the drive, it will give you a clean install, but the existing operating system with all that data is in a subdirectory called Windows.old, Windows.old. Now, you can access the data that's still in there, but the programs are no longer valid to run because the registry is not the same on Windows 10. So we do have this premium of four DVDs. Now, if you try to download this from Microsoft, it's no longer available. If you go to other sources to try to get the build 1511, the answer is to get the original version, you can't. What they have done is that they have enhanced it. So this way, when Microsoft had distributed as an ISO file, which is a binary file, they cannot, you know, they want to be able to say to Microsoft, yeah, we're making it available, but we're not doing a copy of what you made available. All right. Now, neither are we, but I could tell you that the binary file, and I did this and I'll vouch for it. All right. We created the distribution disk from the ISO file. And I'm going to give you one more proviso. Okay. When you make a pledge to WBAI for these four disks, which is 516-620-3602. I repeat that again. 516-620-3602. I want you to, on confirmation of your pledge, send me a copy of that confirmation, and I will forward to you via email, okay, the necessary information that will allow you to convert your Windows 10 home to Windows 10 Pro. I will get I'll show you how to do it.
That's a bonus.
Huh? And it would be a legitimate activated copy. And I will do one more thing for you, okay? I will give you the write-up on how you can do reverse engineering where the distribution disk can be converted back to a genuine ISO file as was distributed for Microsoft. What do you think of that, Joe? Is Joe there? Did you drop him?
No.
Oh, boy. I guess we got a phone problem?
Joe. Well, let me call him back.
Well, you call him back, okay? Maybe you should call him on the other number. All right? So, in answer to Frank, in answer to Neil, you know, you're right. The New York Times is wrong. The New York Times, just because they're the old gray lady doesn't mean that everything they print is correct. They're wrong, okay? To say it's impossible to upgrade to Windows 10 free because you missed the deadline is not true. Now, I have another question from Frank. And Frank said that I made mention that with Windows 10 DVD, I can upgrade my Windows 7, 8, or 8.1 to Windows 10. And his question was, it was a tough one, and I had to figure out what he meant by that, because he said, can XP... Vista W10. The only thing I could guess from that is that if I formulate a question with that is, can I use that to upgrade Windows Vista or Windows XP? The answer is no. But if you happen to have a copy of Windows 7 that you can upgrade it to, in other words, you can upgrade Windows XP to Windows 7, then you can take that output. In other words, you take an extra step and you can then upgrade it to Windows 10.